Hello, my friend. It's, again, wonderful to be with you and take a little time together. I don't know where you might be seasonally, both the world of weather and the warming of the earth, in many ways with great concern these days, or whether it's a warming season in the church year, the coming slowly or day by day or quite immediately in some ways to the coming of the Paraclete, the experience of the Spirit, God's fire of love given to us. With all that being said, a simple question. Do you remember the last time someone said to you, "I love you"? No, Dan isn't changing seasons now. I'm not going back to Valentine's Day. Rather, with you, we're going a bit deeper into the good news of Jesus Christ. And again, your tradition may not be Christian or you've walked differently with it, but it's amazing how through this season of Easter, the rising of Jesus, we heard him proclaim, those of us who are listening to the gospel, this reign of God and the deep sense that he is the Christos, the light, the anointed one who's come into the world. And then the unfolding of the gospel, he died, and rose from the dead, and then finally, or immediately, or soon, gives us this Spirit, and it's a Spirit of love. Paraclete, Parakletos, advocate, or the encourager, another understanding of the Greek word, one who exhorts and encourages, comforts, consoles, and the one you can call upon for help. My guess is that you and I count on the help of those who say to us, "I love you." And what a deep thing for you and I to hear right now. I love you. And indeed, that's the ongoing message of the gospel, and in particular, this place and time in the dialogue of Jesus with his brothers, his disciples, sisters, and brothers. He's talking to us out of John's 14th chapter. It's a wonderful ongoing passage of his relationship with us and the Father with him and us. And it's a swirl. It's a dance of love. It's an unfolding opening of this truth of a paraclete, of the comforting, the encouraging, the outpouring call out from God to us. I love you. And in this passage in John, and over again, the implications of love called out to us, spoken to us, the embrace of love that we receive is that we might embrace others in love. Speak that love both in words, but particularly in actions, or sometimes our action needs to be the simple words, and they help us recommit and commit again, or commit for the first time to the truth that my care for you is love and it is lasting. There's an enduring quality of the comfort and reality of the love given to us by another who says, "I love you." Valentine's Day is a wonderful time, and then I could tritely simply say, this is another Valentine's Day. Let that be true in the sense that it's a time when the heart is up everywhere. We see it portrayed in wonderful, different, colorful ways and sometimes circled by lace. But it's not that easy, and you and I know it, to say it and follow through with it. And then we then maybe admire others who say it to us and mean it because we find it in their actions with us, in relationship, in union, in communion. This is exactly what's going on now, right now, for you and I. If we're listening to God through Jesus Christ. And John, his exhortation in Jesus, the first paraclete, is exhorting us to love one another. If you love me, you will keep my word. And my Father will come to you. We will make our dwelling in you. And he's telling us, and we will love one another. The sign of receiving the love is to live the love. And this is such a wonderful call out, call in, waking up, coming to life, that takes you and I into moments of quiet, awesome awareness, unworded silence. You may have heard while I sit and share this with you, the wind moving around here. It's a chilly morning in May, and the birds are just a little bit quieter today, but they're there nonetheless, here with us, and indeed in the midst of this chill is the warmth of God's love, the Word, alive and active in our midst. We have the great gift of Jesus, and then the Paraclete that he is sending us, that we will be hearing about more and soon. In this Easter season, we're sort of warming up to the truth that God has come, died, risen among us still, bearing this message, and now and soon sending us forth to bear this life of love, this encouragement to others. Because you see, my friend, you and I become the third Paraclete. We are the ones who go forth and encourage, exhort, animate others by our words to them, our deeds and actions in their lives, our love for the others that we know by name or have not yet known by name or may never know by name, but nonetheless, by our lives, we'll be saying and saying now, I love you. It doesn't come easily or quickly, and so we sit in quiet often and maybe now to let the first one who said it to us say it again and again. I and sometimes you may not often hear that said to us. Oh, it's implied or it's there in one way or another, but Jesus is embarrassingly emphatic and lastingly meaning it. He just says it out loud. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. His love is lively and lasting and now. So let us rest in that love a bit before we get up and live it, or if you're living it now, go for it and let it come to you as we go forth. Let us receive the blessing given us so that we might lend it to others. God of love and peace, still our minds and our hearts at this time. Be still and know that I am here. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am love and I love you. From Greg, my friend, and I and the others in the mountain community, the love and peace of Christ be with you always.
If you love me, you will follow me, says the Lord. For where I am, my servant will also be, says the Lord. Keep me safe, O God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my. My happiness lies in you and you alone. If you love me, you will follow me, says the Lord.